Let's go out on some non-traditional rock music, courtesy of the Philadelphia art rock group Palm. NPR says that its sound, quote, turns rock tropes inside out. Palm is in Atlanta tonight at the Mammal Gallery. On Second Thoughts, Reed Williams caught up with band member Eve Alpert, who says that it's okay for her group not to have a clear label.
I have seen some funny labels on YouTube. I think some druggy references to tripping on acid while playing Nintendo 64 or something. It's very funny how many people come up with different labels for our band. I think it's cool that nobody can really pin down what to call us. Oftentimes, I think we do get pigeonholed as math rock or prog rock by older generations. I'm totally fine with that. I don't feel attached to math rock. I feel kind of just attached to pop and rock. So traditional as that sounds, that's sort of what I'm most attached to. Composite was actually the first song that was written for the record, and I think it was sort of a dramatic transition. It's the song that opened our eyes into how we were gonna direct our new music, and so I think what sort of stands out most about the song is sort of the stuttery, repetitive loop-like quality. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, and I think a lot of people caught on that it sounds, the melody sounds quite like the Beach Boys, and that's also one of our favorite bands, so I love that. For the last like 4 or 5 years, I've always cited, or I think us collectively as a band have always cited Atlanta and the music scene that we've been around as being extremely inspiring to our songwriting. Bands like Red Sea and Suffer Dragon, it's always felt really, really, fruitful. And Red Sea is a band that I think they're going to be so famous one day, and I can't wait. I think the song Forced Hand definitely encapsulates our transition from sort of a noisier, more mechanical, metallic feeling band to something a little bit more poppy and melodic. It is the only song on the record that was actually has any live tracking of all of us together. It's really weird song, and also like quite melodic, but it's got that machine-like quality and sort of that freewheeling drum. The whole thing feels like a drum fill in a way. So it's really fun to. It was really fun to record, and yeah, maybe we'll play it. I don't know. Rock Island was very much an intentional collection of music that reflected both what we were interested in musically and also what we wanted, what we would like to listen to, you know, more so than just, you know, what we could do.
That's Eve Alpert of the Philadelphia-based experimental rock band Palm. The group performs tonight at Atlanta's Mammal Gallery. More details at gpbnews.org.